Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I am super excited today. I have got a great guest, and I actually met this person at one of the conferences that I spoke at down in Atlanta, and her name is Cindy Bidar, and she is an online marketing expert, and she is just a, I hate to call a woman a whiz, but she is a whiz at all kinds of online technology, and that was one of her jobs down there, is she was kind of like the technical person. So, Cindy, how are you doing today?
I am great, Brian. Thanks.
It's so good to get you on the podcast and to talk with you again. I mean, it's a blast. I really appreciate you coming on. So today we're going to be talking about sales funnels, but more importantly, online marketing funnels. So we'll get into that, but usually I like people to get to know you a little better. So let's start off with your backstory. So you worked as a clerk at a convenience store, but you went from doing telemarketing for grave sites to killing people online marketing. So how did that work?
Well, that was quite a stretch.
Thank you.
You're going way back there. That's way back. That's probably the worst job I ever had was telemarketing. I think I'd starve to death if I had to do that anymore.
Pun intended?
Yeah, pun intended. That was not a fun time. Thankfully, I discovered how much that kind of sucked and moved on to better things. I had quite a long and varied path from the early days as convenience store clerk and seller of grave sites. I worked through, I actually ran a convenience store for several years. That was a pretty fun job. And then I moved into factory work and worked my way up from box maker, which is pretty much as low as you can go on the factory totem pole, to purchasing manager. And my next advancement at that job would have been to production manager. And that is a horrible job. Anybody out there who's a production manager in an automotive factory knows how incredibly stressful that is. And I just could not see myself doing it.
Wow.
So I moved off or out of the offline world and into the online world about 8 years ago, and I haven't looked back.
Very cool. So you've got a lot of obviously business experience in a lot of different areas. Obviously direct selling in a convenience store, placement of product and all that stuff. I'm sure that gave you a good foundation for what you're doing today.
Yeah, I did a lot of, now that you mention it, I did a lot of that offline kind of marketing stuff. I actually worked for a while for a food broker. So I was marketing in grocery stores, doing the food placement sort of thing. Exactly.
Excellent. So let's get into the sales funnel kind of thing, or the online funnel. So I know what it is. Maybe a lot of people do, but let's get down to basics. Let's design, what is an online sales or marketing funnel?
Absolutely. So a marketing funnel is basically the path that people take from first getting to know you, from their first exposure to you, through all of the steps to ultimately making a purchase. So whether that's, buying your consulting time or the product that you're selling, or, a new home remodel. It's going to depend on what you're doing, of course, but it's from that first exposure to you all the way through making a purchase.
So let's get into some of that detail. I want to find out, so obviously social media can be a driver, websites can be a driver. How do we get people into the funnel? What are the things that people should be thinking about even before they build a funnel? Because I mean, one of the things that happens a lot is people will build programs or things that they're trying to do. They'll go on Facebook and buy Facebook ads, and then they buy them and they get all this traffic to their Facebook page and nothing happens. So what are some of the basics that people need to understand about getting people into a funnel and getting them to act? And what do you do with them once they get there?
Well, ideally, the first thing you want to do, you want to step way back and figure out who is it that you want in your funnel, because you don't want to fill your email lists and your subscriber lists with a bunch of non-ideal people. So you really need to home in on who that person is that is your dream client. Who do you want to sell to? Then it's a matter of getting in front of that person. Where are they hanging out? Are they on Facebook? Are they on Instagram? Are they at your local meetups? Are they, you know, hanging out in offline conferences? Maybe they're on Pinterest. There's 100 different places they could be. Your job is to get in front of them. And then you need to entice them to follow you more closely. So you've got that first interaction where you see, you know, they see you on Pinterest or they see you on Instagram. Then it's your job to get them to form a little bit closer relationship with you by actually opting into your email list. So that's kind of the start of your marketing funnel right there, is that opt-in, that exchange of email for information.
Okay, so we're gathering all these names and we got these people in there. So how do we feed the beast? What do we do next?
So feeding the beast, that's a great question. What you want to do, you need a great opt-in incentive. You need something, like I said, that's going to entice people to willingly give up their email address. And that's getting harder and harder, right? I mean, there is all kinds of opportunity to give up an email address today online. So you need to have something that's going to entice them to do that. So what I like to look at when it comes to that opt-in incentive to getting people into your funnel, you want something that is going to speak to your ideal client. You want something that's going to solve an urgent or a nagging problem for them. You want something that's going to be quick and actionable, and it needs to move them one step closer to paying you. Because remember, the whole point of this funnel is to get people down that path to where they ultimately pay you. So that opt-in incentive, that the job of that gift or that offer is to show them that you know what you're talking about, that you're the person to solve their problem, whatever that might be, and to then offer them the next opportunity, the next step in the path, the next, you know, the next level of the funnel. What comes next?
Okay. So let's talk about that opt-in. You know, what kind of stuff do you recommend? Is it like PDF reports, assessments? I mean, what are you finding to be the thing that's generating the most interest in this environment? Because like you said, I mean, in, you know, there's so many ways to opt into an email list and, you know, people are just inundated. I can't even begin to tell you the number of lists I'm subscribed to that I have no idea how I got on them. So, you know, obviously that know, like, and trust is really important. So not only do you want people to download and get on your list, but you want them to actually read something and do something with it, right?
Absolutely. So what I'm finding works best these days, you know, you've been around online for a long time. I have. It used to be the newsletter was the big thing, right? That's what everybody had on their website. Top right corner, sign up for my newsletter. Subscribe.
Subscribe to my newsletter, which drives me crazy.
Subscribe to my newsletter. Sounds like work, doesn't it?
It does.
So that was big for a while. Then it was these big, long ebooks, 250 pages, you know, just the thud factor comes to mind. That was real popular for a while. Then for a while, it was, remember the video series that was dripped out over a few days where you opted in and then you got the first video and then 2 days later you got the second video and 3 days later you got a third video?
Yep.
That was big for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now what we're finding works really the best is short stuff. Really actionable, really valuable, and really short. So checklists, cheat sheets, worksheets, resource guides, that sort of thing that people can download. They can consume it right away, solve the problem that they came to you to solve in the first place, and move on.
Okay, so now are we doing this in short, digestible bites in like a sequence, like an autoresponder sequence, or is it just one thing that's getting people, you know, to take that initial step and then hope that the list does more later?
I like the downloadable PDFs or a short video or a short audio. And then you follow that up with a series of emails that reminds people to go back and, you know, consume that content and use that information that they've downloaded. So you can follow that up with an email that's got additional tips in it, or it's got a case study about how somebody used this information and bettered their lives in some way. Mm-hmm. Or it's got testimonials, you know, here's what somebody had to say about this. There's a lot of different ways you can remind people, hey, you know, did you download this thing and did you use it and was it helpful to you?
Or maybe even just like a sequence of supportive ideas. Okay, now that you've watched this, think about this way. And have you really thought about maybe this? Or, you know, just keep them engaged, I think is really
important. Keep the conversation going.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and get them to maybe do something like follow you on social media or listen to your podcast or subscribe to your blog. You know, say, hey, if you really like this, every single week I put out new stuff. You know, they're already on the list. Obviously, you could say, hey, you don't have to do anything. Or, you know, if it is social media, they do have to go in and take an action or something along those lines.
Yep. So Facebook groups are big right now. Join my Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just another way that you can stay in contact with them that's a little more reliable at this point than email, with email deliverabilities and open rates are dropping.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook groups tend to be a really good way to stay in touch with people.
Yeah, no, they really are. But the cautionary tale there is don't build your entire business on that, because at least an email list you own.
Exactly. Yes. Email list first.
Yes.
Don't build your whole business on somebody else's playground.
That's right. There's a reason why it's free. Or as I always say, when you get it for free, you are not the customer. You are the product being sold.
You've got that right.
So let's get a little deeper and figure out, how do we find the people that we consider to be our ideal clients? How do we, A, get in front of them, and then B, give them an opportunity to sign up on this list?
Well, you need to know where they're hanging out.
Okay.
You need to know where they're spending their time, whether that's offline or online. And it can be either one. I mean, you can put people into a funnel from an offline conference or an offline meetup.
Sure.
Just with a, you know, physical sign up sheet, or you can do the thing that LeadPages has where you can, you know, text some word to some mm-hmm. number and that gets people on an email list. That's pretty clever thing too.
Yep.
The important thing is you have to know where they are and you have to get in front of them. And you do that either through a grassroots effort where you're just out there, you know, showing up and talking about yourself, not in a creepy stalkery way, but, you know, in a natural, hey, I'm a cool person, you should get to know me kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the other side of that is you can do that through paid traffic as well. There's a ton of different venues for really cost-effective advertising that you can use, whether it's Facebook ads or Twitter or promoted pins on Pinterest. There's a lot of different methods there. The important thing, though, with any system is that you know where they are. I mean, that's the first step. You have to know where your client is.
Yeah, and very true. So, and that's, you know, that's always one of the hardest things, is people try to shotgun it rather than spend time to kind of test out the waters in different places. Okay, so now we know what a funnel is. We've kind of gone over how to get people in the funnel, how to find them, and that kind of stuff. But so let's take it from like the basic funnel, you know, which is just get them on the email list, to what's next. How do we make that funnel better? What can we do? The bottom line, ultimately, what we're trying to do is create sales, right?
Absolutely.
So how do we take them from the basic of get them on the list to actually doing something where they take action?
So here's what I see a lot of people doing. They've got an opt-in, mm-hmm. right? They've got an opt-in on their site. They're giving some freebie away. And then these people just kind of sit on an email list, and there's no methodology to move them further down that path. So what the business owner is missing in that case is they're missing the metrics. They're missing the data. They're not plugging that data in. And I think a lot of people have this you know, maybe they have this aversion to the numbers, like they think spreadsheets are evil or something. I don't know. I love the data. I love the numbers. I could sit and play in Facebook and Google Analytics all day long, and I would be happy. Mm-hmm. Because it's just fascinating to me to make those tweaks, you know, change a headline here or change a button color there and see what the effects are on those numbers. And I think that's what people have to get really comfortable with. And they have to realize if they change this piece over here, what effect that has. Mm-hmm. You know, what if the numbers are off in a certain area, what can they change that's going to have an effect or have a positive effect on that number that's not looking so healthy?
Mm-hmm. So what can we do to get them to the home base? How do we get people in this funnel to take action and actually purchase something or do something where we make money? Because I mean, we can build lists all day. You know, it's relatively easy to build a big list. There's lots of like free giveaways and things that you could do, but what you get is a bunch of people really, all they want is the freemium. They don't really care about you and what you have to offer. So how do we take them from zero to hero?
From zero to hero, that's a great question. I believe you have to just keep showing them the value and you have to keep upping the game a little bit. So you're giving them great value in your emails, in your follow-ups, in your Facebook group, in your Facebook page, in your Instagram profile, wherever these people are, you're giving them amazing value and you're showing off your expertise and you're making them offers. I mean, we can't be coy about it. You're coming to them and you're saying, you know, hey, I've got this thing for sale and you need it and here's why. And you just continue to make offers. And I believe that if you offer enough value and if you show people that you have the solution to their problems, they're going to naturally move along that path.
Yeah, and I think that's the key. I think it's really connecting their problem with your solution and building that bridge so that
Absolutely.
They understand.
That's a really good analogy, building the bridge, because it has to be systematic. It has to make sense. You can't take them from, you know, you're solving their toenail fungus problem and then you try to sell them a swimming pool. That doesn't make sense. It has to flow naturally. It has to follow a systematic path, if you will.
Gotcha. So we go from toenail fungus to suntan oil to swimsuit to pool toys to the pool. So we have to
exactly
go up the food chain.
Exactly. Yes.
Totally makes sense. That's awesome. I love that analogy.
That was a really ugly analogy. Sorry.
That's okay. I appreciate it. I had to go somewhere. But, you know, how to make toe fungus look sexy and get people to buy a pool. I mean, that could be a title of a book. I love it.
It could be.
Yeah. So that pretty much, I think, gives us a really great idea. Is there any success story or any other advice that you'd like to either share or give at being successful with funnels?
Never stop testing things. Never stop tweaking your funnels. If something's not working, dig into the data and find out why. Why is this, you know, why is my opt-in page not converting? Why are lots of people clicking through to my opt-in, but they're not giving up their email address? Or why are lots of people giving up their email address, but they never buy from me? Where's the disconnect? The data mm-hmm. will tell you that if you look at it with an eye for, you know, solving that mystery. The data has those answers for you.
Gotcha. Great advice, as a matter of fact. So Cindy, this has been awesome. Thank you for dropping some incredible sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps. I love that. If people wanted to learn more and to get a hold of you, what do you have for them? How can they do that?
They can reach me at my website, which is cindybidar.com. And I think Brian's probably going to put that link in the show notes.
I will, but spell it for them so they know, because they may just listen in their car and they have to write it down.
Absolutely. It's Cindy Bidar, C-I-N-D-Y, B as in boy, I, D as in dog, A-R, And I also have some free training if they want to beef up their funnels and make some quick and easy tweaks on their list building. They can grab that absolutely for free at cindybedard.com/free training, all one word.
Very cool. Well, Cindy, thanks again so much for joining us today. I really enjoyed getting back in touch with you and getting to know you even better. And I really appreciate you coming on and helping my peeps get their arms around what a good sales funnel is.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me, Brian. It was lots of fun. I enjoyed speaking to you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.